changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven and Other Miracles. I'm sharing a couple dozen different stories from the book with you on the podcast, some in the coming weeks, and some in episodes that have already aired. So you can go back and listen to those too if you want to hear all of them. I think you'll be amazed, inspired, and comforted by them, because what they show is that when we lose people we love, our connections with them don't have to end. Sometimes when you lose someone, you look for reassurance that he or she is still okay. And that's what happened to Dan Boyle after his brother Casey and his brother's friend Kyle died in a car accident. They were only 28 years old. Dan's a firefighter, and he was actually on duty that night and responded to the accident scene just as the ambulance was pulling away with his brother inside it. When Dan heard who was in the accident, he went to the hospital to be with his brother, but his brother died shortly thereafter. Now, Dan was sitting at his kitchen table trying to write his brother's eulogy. He had been trying to write something for 2 hours, and nothing was coming to him. He had already been to the memorial service for Kyle, but now Dan needed to speak at his brother Casey's service. Eventually, he managed to write something, and he finished around 1 a.m, but he knew he wouldn't be able to go right to sleep. The only other night he'd been able to sleep since his brother's death was a night that he drank a lot, and he didn't want to drink this night before his brother's service. So Dan went for a walk in his neighborhood. There was no one out, and he just strolled right down the middle of the street, trying to wear out his mind and body so he could get a few hours of sleep before the service. Dan was nearing the end of the walk when he came to a well-lit spot, and he saw his shadow stretching out in front of him. But then something strange happened. 2 distinct shadows appeared on either side of Dan's shadow. His shadow was in the middle, and it was definitely his own. It moved with him. But the other 2 shadows were not. They didn't look anything like Dan's shadow, and they didn't move when he moved. Your shadow is supposed to move with you, right? But these 2 shadows moved separately, like there were 3 different people walking together. These 3 shadows that looked like 3 different people walking and talking were with Dan for the final 2 blocks before he got home. He finally felt at peace, and for the first time in a week, he slept well. After the break, I'll share another story about a mysterious but reassuring connection. Dan Boyle had that weird but reassuring experience with the 2 shadows that accompanied him on his walk. And Amanda Maddox shares a story in the same book about what happened to her at her father's grave. Amanda was only 12 when she lost her father. Her parents had divorced shortly after she was born, so she hadn't seen him as much as she would have liked, but they still did things together. And her father knew that she loved frogs, so he was always giving her little gifts that were frog-related. A seashell with a frog painted on it, a frog figurine, a necklace with a frog charm. A year after her father died, Amanda decided to visit his grave for the first time. So her first challenge was finding his gravestone in a cemetery that was filled with identical rectangular dark gray stones that lay flat on the ground. Finally, Amanda found her father's grave. And when she did, she gasped, and it wasn't because she was seeing his name etched on the stone for the first time. What made her gasp was the tiny green frog sitting on the stone right by her father's name. Amanda crouched down to get a closer look at the frog, and she expected him to hop away, but he didn't flinch. That frog was calm and was unbothered by her presence. She scooped him up in the palm of her hand, and they looked at each other. Amanda was crying, and she felt like she was communicating with her father. Finally, she stopped crying, and she set down the little frog. Amanda says, the frog hopped away, disappearing into the blades of grass, knowing his job was done. My father had given me his final gift, and I was at peace. I whispered, "Thanks, Dad." I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven and Other Miracles. Or pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever you like to get your books. Come back for our next episode for 2 more stories from this new book. We'll be focusing on the miracles part of the book with 2 stories about amazing coincidences.